Good. Translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Good. Mendicants, I will teach you what is good and what is not good. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what, mendicants, is not good? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called what is not good. And what is good? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called what is good. The Teaching of the Noble Ones. Mendicants, I will teach you the teaching of the Noble Ones, and what is not the teaching of the Noble Ones. And what is not the teaching of the Noble Ones? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called what is not the teaching of the Noble Ones. And what is the teaching of the Noble Ones? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the teaching of the Noble Ones. Unskillful. I will teach you the skillful and the unskillful. And what is the unskillful? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the unskillful. And what is the skillful? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the skillful. Beneficial. I will teach you the beneficial and the harmful. And what is the harmful? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the harmful. And what is the beneficial? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the beneficial. The teaching. I will teach you what is the teaching and what is not the teaching. And what is not the teaching? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called what is not the teaching. And what is the teaching? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the teaching. Defiled. I will teach you the defiled principle and the undefiled. And what is the defiled principle? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the defiled principle. And what is the undefiled principle? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the undefiled principle. Blameworthy. I will teach you the blameworthy principle and the blameless principle. And what is the blameworthy principle? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the blameworthy principle. And what is the blameless principle? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the blameless principle. Mortifying. I will teach you the mortifying principle and the unmortifying. And what is the mortifying principle? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the mortifying principle. And what is the unmortifying principle? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the unmortifying principle. Accumulation. I will teach you the principle that leads to accumulation and that which leads to dispersal. And what is the principle that leads to accumulation? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the principle that leads to accumulation. And what is the principle that leads to dispersal? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the principle that leads to dispersal. With suffering as outcome. I will teach you the principle that has suffering as outcome and that which has happiness as outcome. And what is the principle whose outcome is suffering? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is the principle whose outcome is suffering. And what is the principle whose outcome is happiness? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is the principle whose outcome is happiness. Result in suffering. I will teach you the principle that results in suffering and that which results in happiness. And what principle results in suffering? Wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong immersion, wrong knowledge, and wrong freedom. This is called the principle that results in suffering. And what principle results in happiness? Right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right immersion, right knowledge, and right freedom. This is called the principle that results in happiness.